We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. Former NRL star Frank Pritchard is battling the effects of COVID and could be put in an induced coma. Reports say Pritchard is on life support with a collapsed lung, among other health complications, after he contracted COVID. Pritchard has been in the ICU at Liverpool Hospital and has had an ongoing problem with asthma issues. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app from the App Store. With an enormous fire burst of light, Sydney welcomed 2022 with a simple message: it's time to shine. That was the theme of last night's spectacular fireworks display, which has become the envy of the world. Crowds were down because of fears of an Omicron super spreader event, but that didn't stop tens of thousands lining the harbour foreshore. The night also featured a special tribute to frontline workers and their families, with 5,000 blue lights shining across the harbour at 10 p.m. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Australia has been warned COVID cases could hit six figures a day as the Prime Minister backflipped on a testing rule just 24 hours after it was announced. Monash University infectious disease experts gave the prediction following yesterday's spike in New South Wales cases from 12,226 to 21,151 in just 24 hours. New South Wales Health also reported six COVID deaths in that period. Experts reveal by the end of the month it was entirely feasible that national case numbers could hit more than 100,000 a day. And a red-hot market hasn't stopped homeowners splashing out over the Christmas-New Year period. While traditionally a quiet time for home sales, buyers and sellers are still in the market in droves as COVID continues to turn the real estate market on its head. Record property listings across Sydney have created a window of opportunity for prospective buyers to snap up a home over the New Year period. Latest figures show the number of new homes in the market in the 4 weeks to December 23 was up 43% on the city's five-year average. Those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.